morning. This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. John, how you been?
Good.
Staying busy?
Oh, yeah.
At least we didn't get the Midwest snowstorm out here. That's going to be nice.
Well, my son was kind of bummed about that.
Yeah, I did look like a little much.
Yeah, I got four-wheel drive. My truck will climb trees.
You're okay.
So there we go.
Well, we always like to start off with a little bit of local real estate news. Here's what's happening. I mean, definitely, as far as our team goes so far, strong start to the year. Luckily, the reason I bring up that snowstorm and stuff is we haven't had that type of weather in January. Granted, we got hit hard a little bit early.
Mm-hmm.
But there's been a lot of people out looking the last couple of weeks. We've had good weather for us in January. And so with the rates staying low, weather being good, we had a big, big month. A lot of transferees are here looking,
mm-hmm.
coming into the area.
Beginning of the year, yeah.
Starting the new jobs. And so it's been very busy. We're super excited how 2011 is starting. I was just talking to one of our builders, and he said he has more drawings and plans in the pipeline than he's had in the last 2 years. So
that's very good.
There's people out there making plans, getting ready to build, and that's what we like to hear.
How'd you like to be an agent in Chicago right about now?
Yeah, I think that'd be a little tough. I'd be doing a lot of website optimization inside the house.
Kind of hard to know what landscaping looks like.
You could take people out on a snowmobile.
There we go. So we've got with us today, we're talking about home automation, how you can automate your home, how you can take control of your home. And to do that a little bit, we've invited to talk with us a little bit. We have John Thomas with Noble Integration. John, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Lance.
You betcha. Well, we're glad to have you in here. I mean, first time we've had you on the show. We haven't had the listeners get a chance to know you yet. Tell us a little bit about your company, your background, your family, how long you've been doing this.
Yeah, the company name is Noble Integration. We started Noble in July of 2010, so we're kind of a new company, but I've been in the industry for about 8 or 9 years now. I actually fell in love with audio, home audio, back in about 2000. I was working at Circuit City and became the audio sales manager, and at the time, Circuit and Best Buy, neither one had an install department, so on the side, I'd go out and install people's home theaters and surround sound systems and got into it that way. And then after Circuit, went into the low voltage and pre-wiring business with another local company and learned the ropes of pre-wiring and installation and all that through them. And then started up Noble this last year with my wife, Linda.
Okay, good. I was wondering if that was going to come into play. I heard you say fall in love with, and you said audio. I thought you were going to say fall in love with Linda. And when that happened, I knew if we left her out, you and I would both pay for it later.
Valentine's Day is how and what? Okay.
Exactly. So great husband wife team and working in this business. That's fabulous. You know, the first thing I wanted to really talk about in this segment was in the past, and why I wanted to have you on the show is home automation. Putting these systems in homes, it's always kind of been known as, like, you know, I call it like a rich guy's toy.
Mm-hmm,
like,
yeah.
Oh, sure, that's what those big, you know, million-dollar homes on the hills have is home automation and lighting automation. You know, and it used to be only, you know, just a couple of years ago, only the top 1, 2% of homes were pre-wired for automatic lights and stuff like that.
Yep.
But in the past few years, I think that's really become more mainstream, like any technology does. I mean, tell us a little bit about that. If that's the case, are we seeing it in other homes that are not million-dollar homes?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the company we work with for home automation is Control 4. And Control 4 started with the vision that they wanted to provide an automation product in the houses on the way up to the million-dollar house. They wanted to come out with a product that was affordable for the everyday person. And that's what they've done. The the main controller, the brains of the home automation system from Control 4, you can get that for $700 with the remote control. That,
wow.
That just that right there becomes an all-in-one remote for all your AV gear. So you can have one remote that you press a button, watch DVD, for instance, and it turns on all your equipment, turns the TV to the DVD input, and it's ready to play the DVD player. So for only $700, you're started with the whole brains of the system, and then from there you can just build on it as you wish. You can start with a little bit of lighting control, do some door lock stuff. Home automation is much broader than a lot of people think. There's so many cool things you can do with it, and with Control 4, it's very affordable.
Now that would be cool. You're sitting there lying in bed and you realize you didn't lock the back door. You can just reach over, get the remote, and go ka-chunk, and you're done.
Well, absolutely.
I am so there.
Honey, can you go lock the back door? I don't want to get out of bed.
The remote.
Very nice. No. That's the key. And John, in fact, told me about this a couple months ago, and that's what keyed me to have him come on the show. And I had him come out and put one of these remotes, in one of our rooms. So it turned on the DVD player, it turned on the TV, it turned on the receiver, and it literally has one button, and then it has room off. I mean, you push one button, and everything goes through, and click, 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 and powers off. And at first, I thought it was going to be too much money until he came out and showed us this new system.
Yeah, and then you can imagine, being able to turn one room off with a push of one button. And we can do that with an entire house. So when you're going to bed at night, you can press a good night button. It turns all your AV gear off. It locks the doors, like you said, John. It closes the garage door if the garage door is open. It turns off lights throughout the house. Just shuts the house down for the night.
That is fabulous. Well, John, we're going to talk a little bit more about this home automation, this Control 4 system, really making it affordable for people that otherwise might not think it is affordable. So I appreciate you bringing us that information. It's been a while, folks. In fact, I think it's been more than the 4 or 5 weeks that we're used to. But we have back with us in the studio Brent Gamache, and he's here to talk a little bit about what's happening with landscaping. And what's happening with maybe the outside of your home. So, Brent, talk to us about automating our yard.
Well, yeah, I talked to John about figuring out how to do that with the irrigation timer from inside their house.
There you go. This could be a conversation that definitely could work out. So what's happening? What are you guys focusing on at Gamache right now?
Well, it was a lot of pruning, of course, a lot of our maintenance accounts, residential and commercial accounts. We pruned through the wintertime, of course, and getting all the cleanups. A lot of those windstorms put a lot of tumbleweeds in people's parking lots and backyards, so a lot of cleanup lately. Last week, when it was, of course, very nice, everybody loved to be outside. Our phone started ringing off the hook, and all I can say is, if you want something done by us, that'd be awesome. But you just gotta get a call in early, because when the weather changes, people start getting the bug.
So that's exactly right. So I'm seeing this with our listings and our homeowners right now, and that's the fact is, a lot of people are calling me right now, and they're Lance, we're gonna list our house March 1st. We're going to wait till we can clean the yard up a little bit. But what you're telling me is that March 1st is right around the corner, and if they want to be in that schedule, have that tumbleweed cleanup, and do that, to give you guys a call now and get on the schedule for that first week of March or the last week of this month.
That's right. Yep. And we're still down there, of course, Columbia Park Trail, 1212 Columbia Park Trail. Phone number 735-9100. And nursery, of course, our fourth year of the nursery business there. It'll open up about April 1st, typically.
Okay.
Too, so people want to come down for your do-it-yourselfers. But mainly the maintenance. But a lot of new installs, too. We'll be getting calls for bids on the new construction. So there's been a lot of stuff going on this winter. Even though it's been frozen ground, people are still getting their job done.
And I think I see what happens a lot of times too is we've had a lot of new construction homes sell over the winter. It gets nice quick, and then people want to jump on things. But sometimes it takes a little planning and ordering for these systems. I'm sure a lot of our listeners out there have those new construction homes. They might have the front yard landscaped, but not the back finished. And talk to us a little bit about going through that process of what they do when they call into you and how to get their backyard finished up.
Typically, if you do have a custom home by a builder that produces several homes a year, he usually has a landscaper that he might use all the time. A lot of times, or sometimes I'll get with a homeowner if they're not really excited or don't want to use one landscaper in the front, one landscaper in the back. we'll talk to them about, well, I'll tell you what, but maybe you can talk to the builder and they can hold that money out and put it in escrow, however that works, and then we could do everything front and back, and they could use those funds that were in that fee for the house because they have it all broken out, and then we could actually work together and do the front and backyard. But if the front yard's already done, same thing, but just give us a call. We'll come out there, do a free estimate, and figure out what you want done. I mean, we'll do the simple things. If they just want sod and sprinklers, we'll do that too. You know, no job's really too small for us. And if they want a real nice custom blown up landscape with lights and fountains, we can do all that too.
Okay. So. Now, on a more realistic note, Brent, maybe you can help me out with this. So there's one guy in my neighborhood, and his yard always greens up before any of the rest of us. And so, you know, I'm driving by, and my wife's like, hey, God, his yard's green already. You know, I mean, it's like as soon as the weather turns nice, he's good to go. Are there people that fertilize earlier, or how can we be that guy? Can you make us that guy?
Well, I'm the guy to make you the guy. Yes. Well, some of that has to do with actually fertilization in the fall as well, too, but to help green up in the summertime. Depends on the grass mix, too, what was in that grass, whether it was seeded or sodded. One variety of grass is going to get greener and stay greener longer throughout the growing season. So, but fertilization, springtime, is one important thing, too, probably around, you know, the first part of April, you know, because a lot of times you need that water to activate that fertilizer. So unless you have a wet March, the fertilizer is just going to sit there. Not really going to do any damage unless it was hot out. So typically you can start around maybe the 1st of April. We can come out and do a first fertilization for the lawn. The other thing that's real important, too, is I even saw last week when it was real warm out, I saw weeds starting to come up, you know. Right. And so the weed control in your beds and your gravel area, you got to get on it now. You know, by the end of February, middle of March, I'd say you need to get us or someone out there to do your broadleaf and your pre-emergence in your beds because they just start coming up like wildfire.
Okay, well, they always seem to beat the grass and everything else up, for sure. Yeah. Well, that makes a lot of sense. So what we're talking about is preparing yourself for the spring, getting your yard in shape, especially if you're thinking about selling. We know how important it is to have that in tip-top shape, and a lot of those services can be done by Gamash. We're just bumping up against our first hard break here, so Brent, thanks again for coming in, giving us those tips about landscaping. Once again, how can people get a hold of you to set those appointments now?
You can call the office, 735-9100. We do have a website, too, GamashLandscaping.com.
There you go. We'll be right back on the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We've been talking a little bit about home automation, taking control of your home. Costs are coming down in that industry and what people can do to take advantage of that. Before we do that, though, he's been stuffed over there in the corner with all of our guests today. Let's get our co-host Scott Ridgeway with Cobalt Mortgage on here to give us a little update about mortgage automation.
Mortgage automation.
I don't know. I love it. Hey, guys. Hey, folks out there. Just push a button.
Thank you for calling.
Good to be back.
Mortgage.
We're really looking forward to the new studio being finished up because it's going to be incredible. But what's going on in automation for the mortgage business is
called... I was joking. You could talk
www.scottridgeway.com. You can go to that site and you can go ahead and shoot me an email or you can apply for a loan. And it's seamless how our systems work at Cobalt. It's actually pretty incredibly advanced technology. It really is.
So it'll seem like it's automated.
Oh, yeah. It's flawless. It's incredible.
It is a good system. And when you work with Scott, I mean, the process really does get automated. His staff and what they do to push the mortgages through, make sure all the T's are crossed, I's are dotted, it's really phenomenal. But in the lending world, Scott, what are we looking at this week? What do we need to know about lending?
Well, what's going on is you've seen in this last week, there's been a few skirmishes in Egypt, and what that's caused is...
I like how you labeled that a skirmish.
Have you seen any of the news on that?
Wow,
that is amazing. What's going on.
But no, how is that?
What that,
that
creates creates is the international market creates what's called flights to quality. And so there's anticipations of, do you go into stocks or equities, or do you move money into bonds? And as we've talked about many times on this show, when you move money out of stocks and into bonds, it creates a demand on bonds that pushes yields down, and that pushes interest rates down. Well, what there is a bit of confusion right now from the institutional traders and the investors and the analysts to kind of determine what is the best for their monies that they're managing. And so we saw early on a little bit of a sell-off in the stock market late last week, and then we saw a little bit of a rally in the market. So it's kind of confused. Last Wednesday, it was flat when the skirmishes were kind of hitting their peak. So what we're watching every day is what the bond market's doing and what the impact is on interest rates. So what we expect, like we've talked about on the show, is we expect interest rates to stay fairly flat throughout this year. But what we really look at is what are the international news pieces that cause those dips in the market so that we can take advantage of those low interest rates for a day or two at a time for our client base. So it does make a difference. So we really stay tied into what's going on there. So that's what's happening right now.
That's fabulous, Scott. Wow. We appreciate that update. And you watching that daily and letting your customers know when might be a good time to lock. I mean, that's a great service, and that's really what you want your lender watching. So,
well, we do a lot. And I brought an article that I wanted to read real quick. It's out of Smart Money Magazine, January of 2011.
Are you going to read the whole article?
I am not.
Oh,
okay. I'm just going to read. Yeah, seven pages, and we're just going to get right into it. Is that okay?
Okay,
no,
great.
But it touches on this. It says, how worried are people about the bond market? Sheila Blair, the government's top bank regulator, says there's a bit of a bond bubble now. And the bond king himself, Bill Gross, manager of $900 billion PIMCO's total return bond fund, says the 30-year bull market in bonds is likely over. Well, it gets into a whole bunch more stuff there, but what those people and those experts of all these years of experience are saying is, okay, bonds have rallied here for the last year or two tremendously. It's pushed interest rates down. All this federal money that's gone into buying bonds has pushed interest rates down. So what these guys are doing is saying, beware. This isn't going to last forever.
Gotcha.
And that parlays into what we've been talking about.
Definitely.
And that is interest rates are ridiculously low. So if you're going to make a move in restructuring your mortgage or selling a home and buying another home or buying a second home or investment home, that now is the time to get dialed into doing that. So I would recommend that you absolutely give me a call, 737-6004, so that we can help you determine if you need to be talking with Lance to make those moves now.
Scott, thank you so much for that update on mortgages. Now let's get back to a little bit about this home automation system. I get really excited about this stuff.
Definitely this is cool stuff. I love this stuff.
Kind of the nerdy.
Yeah, let's talk about fun stuff. That was technical stuff.
The geeky tech toys coming out in me here. But John, this is what clients are telling me, and I hear from people, and I just want you to kind of speak to a little bit is, you know, I've heard people say, I don't know about hardwiring the home. Everything's going to be wireless in 3 years, and I'm not sure if I need everything hardwired. But cost versus performance, talk to me about that balance between hardwiring and wireless.
Yeah, you know, wireless has come a long ways, and it continues to get faster and faster. But at the same time, so has hardwired. Hardwired will always be ahead of the wireless in terms of speed and reliability. And with wireless, that's really a solution more for if someone didn't prepare ahead of time and get the wiring in their home that they need for a computer network. With a hardwired system, you know, all of the new electronics like your TV, your Blu-ray player, some of the new receivers, the Xbox, the DirecTV box, they all have a hardwired connection port in the back where you can hardwire in to the computer network and stream all kinds of media, audio, video, movies, you know, all kinds of cool stuff through the network. And there's a lot of that that doesn't work wirelessly. There's some of the components that if you don't have a hardwired network, you can spend extra money and buy a wireless version of it so that it can stream wirelessly, but there you're spending extra money and you're not going to have the same kind of quality.
The same kind of quality or the same kind of speed. So a lot of folks out there building new homes, they're going to build in 2011. They're taking advantage of these low interest rates that Scott talked about. When do you need to talk to these folks and their builders in the process to come in, look at their plans, and who does the wiring? Who does, when they come and talk to you about a plan and put these network cables here, who goes in at your company then and pulls the wire and does that?
Well, I do a lot of the pre-wiring myself.
Okay.
My brother and I are the main installers for wiring and equipment installation. And, you know, it's important to think about this stuff ahead of time. You want to, when you're designing the house, you know, in the early planning stages, start thinking about the low voltage because it's something that's often overlooked. You know, there's a lot of builders out there that are still kind of not up to speed on what they need to put in for low voltage stuff. So you'll end up with a couple phones and a couple TVs and no computer network wiring or no audio wiring. And so you want to plan that stuff ahead of time. And at Noble Integration, we love to do consultations with people. I love to talk to people, you know, in that early stage. I'll sit down with them and look at their plans and we'll plan it out, you know, as to what their current needs are and what they may need for future use type stuff. And if you plan that ahead of time and get that wiring in at rough end stage, it's much less expensive than having to have something pre-wired later while we're crawling through the attic or the crawl space and adding wires down the road.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, for instance, you see a lot of bonus rooms over garages or theater rooms because, you know, I mean, let's face it, people are building a $200,000 house. It's a lot of money going out. You know, when you look at all the components and speakers and stuff for a theater room, you might decide not to do that for 2 or 3 years. But you can pre-wire that and probably lob off a huge cost expense as opposed to going back 2 years later and trying to do it afterwards.
Yeah, the biggest thing is at least get it pre-wired ahead of time. Even if you're going to be a couple years out on getting the equipment in, get the proper wiring in there so you're ready to go when you want to. And another option may be, you know, if you talk to Scott about getting the equipment and automation stuff put into your home mortgage, you know, that would be an excellent option too, because a lot of people move into these houses and then they've got window coverings and furniture and other things that they want to buy that money has to go towards, and they haven't thought ahead of time about the low voltage stuff. So they're stuck without the home theater that they've wanted.
No, that makes a lot of sense. Now, even taking it down to a simpler scale, I see this happen a lot of times. And, you know, I just want to chat a little bit about your willingness to do this type of stuff or how that works. But a lot of times from a real estate agent's perspective, I go into a home, flat screens are so popular now, and they really can look really nice in a big living room and family room. Now, on the opposite end of the spectrum, they can really not look nice, meaning the flat screen is mounted on the wall, and I see, like, 70 wires, you know, running up the wall from different directions and stuff, mm-hmm. as opposed to potentially putting all of that in the wall, mounting that flat screen on the wall with the floating look. I mean, talk about that. That's one room with a TV install and a component hookup. Is that something that we can call Noble Integration for?
Absolutely.
I mean, I know it's not the biggest job in the world, but that, as a practical standpoint, I see that needing to be done lots.
Oh, yeah, that's a huge issue. We have a lot of retros that we do for people that, you know, the proper wiring wasn't put in ahead of time, so you have that ugly string of wires going up the wall. And we love to take care of that problem for people. We'll come out and retro those wires down through the wall, get them all hidden, and make everything look nice, absolutely.
Well, that's fabulous. I mean, and that's a big thing. I think the consult for putting the wires, you know, putting the wires in ahead of time, getting that done and thinking about that, and then that allows you to come back and go with that Control 4 system that you talked about. Now, we just barely got to touch on that Control 4 system. We've got another minute or two here. Can you tell us a little bit more, kind of wow us a little bit? Tell us what the cool house you just did was and some of the things that can happen with that Control 4 system.
Yeah, the last house we did, we automated, you know, all the lights throughout the house, and it's for an older couple who have a two-story house. Mm-hmm. And so with the lighting control, that's a huge thing for them. They don't have to run upstairs at the end of the day and flip light switches off. When they go to bed, they press one button and all the lights go off.
That's cool. Wow.
another awesome thing we did for them is that they like to travel and go on vacation. So when they're on vacation, we set them up so they can actually log into their house remotely through any internet connection. Just type in their username and password for their system, and they can log in and see what's going on with the lights. And we even automated the hot water heater. So actually when they leave, they put the house in away mode, and the hot water heater turns off to save electricity. We've got some of the lights that, in away mode, they randomize at night. So it still makes it look like someone's home. Lights kind of come on and off randomly. So So, it looks like someone's home and that keeps it safe.
You know, I bet you really could even wire in security cameras if somebody wanted that.
Yeah, absolutely. We can do IP cameras that they can view off-site or
you could log in on vacation and pan through the house and take a look.
Absolutely. Or even when you're home, you know, if you have a two-story house and you're upstairs in the bonus room, you put an IP camera by the front door, and when someone rings the front doorbell, the picture pops up on the screen. You can see who's there at the door.
Well, that is really fabulous. Well, we're coming up again on the end of the show here. This show went super fast. I mean, I've probably got 10 more questions we could talk about. So since we're going to have to talk about that off the air, if the listeners have any questions, John, how do the listeners get a hold of Noble Integration to talk about some of this more affordable home automation?
Our office number is 420-4747, and my cell phone number is 438-7730. And, absolutely, we'd love to talk to people. I love sitting down with people and talking to them about home automation and wiring and all this stuff. Even if they just want a consultation, I'll sit down and talk to them for free and help them plan that stuff out. So
that sounds great. And Mr. Ridgway over there, as we talked about the mortgage rates, how fabulous they still are.
Mm-hmm.
For people that are looking at building these new homes, buying these new homes in the next month or 2 or 3 months, how can they get a hold of you to put that plan together?
Give me a call, Scott Ridgway at Cobalt Mortgage, 737-6004. We can help you determine how much you can roll into your loan amount. That's going to be really important to make sure that you do that up front.
Sounds great. Well, thanks again, Scott, and thanks again to John and Thomas and Brent Gamash for coming in and mm-hmm. talking to us. Quick show. I feel like I barely got it out this week, but thanks again for all of our guests. Great information. Lance Kenmore, I'm at 727-8977. If you missed any of these guys' contact info, shoot me an email through kenmoreteam.com, and we look forward to seeing everybody next week.
Right here on the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update on News Talk 870.